Heartburn is one of those unpleasant experiences that nearly everyone has encountered at some point. That uncomfortable burning sensation in the chest, often creeping up after a meal, can disrupt daily life and make even simple activities uncomfortable. It's not just a minor inconvenience. For many, heartburn can be a persistent issue that affects sleep, work, and overall quality of life. Understanding the causes of heartburn, how to prevent it, and the most effective treatments are crucial steps in managing this condition. In this episode, we'll delve into the physiology of heartburn, explore ways to manage and prevent it, and discuss treatment options, all while sharing relatable stories and examples to make the topic come alive. Welcome back to Health Square, where we dive deep into the health topics that matter most to you. I'm Bills, and today we're tackling a common yet often misunderstood issue, heartburn. Whether you experience it occasionally or it's a frequent problem, understanding what's happening in your body and how to prevent it can make a world of difference. Understanding heartburn, the physiology behind the burn. Heartburn occurs when stomach acid flows back into the esophagus, the tube that carries food from your mouth to your stomach. This backflow of acid, known as acid reflux, irritates the lining of the esophagus, causing that characteristic burning sensation in the chest. Normally, a ring of muscle at the bottom of the esophagus, called the lower esophageal sphincter, LES, acts as a valve that opens to allow food into the stomach and closes to prevent acid from escaping. However, when this valve doesn't close properly or relaxes at the wrong time, acid can leak into the esophagus, leading to heartburn. To better understand this, let's take a closer look at the role of the LES. This muscle is crucial in maintaining the balance between keeping food and stomach acid where they belong and allowing food to pass from the esophagus into the stomach. When the LES functions properly, it acts like a gatekeeper. But when it malfunctions, it's as if the gate is left slightly ajar, allowing acid to escape into the esophagus. This escape is what causes the irritation and burning sensation associated with heartburn. Consider the case of President Bill Clinton, who famously struggled with heartburn throughout his presidency. His love for spicy and fatty foods, combined with the stress of leading the country, led to frequent episodes of heartburn. Despite his busy schedule, Clinton eventually sought medical advice and made lifestyle changes to manage his symptoms. This included altering his diet, reducing his intake of trigger foods, and incorporating more physical activity into his routine. Clinton's experience highlights how even the most powerful individuals are not immune to the discomfort of heartburn and underscores the importance of managing it effectively. Common triggers and how to avoid them. Heartburn can be triggered by a variety of factors, including diet, lifestyle, and certain medications. Foods like citrus, tomatoes, chocolate, and peppermint are well-known culprits. For instance, Mark discovered that his beloved tomato-based pasta sauces were a significant trigger for his heartburn. Additionally, lying down right after a meal, eating large meals, or consuming alcohol and caffeine can also exacerbate symptoms. Another major factor that often goes unnoticed is stress. High levels of stress can lead to an increase in stomach acid production, which can in turn trigger heartburn. Take the example of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a figure known for her resilience and work ethic. Throughout her career, she dealt with significant stress, particularly during her time on the Supreme Court. It's reported that during particularly intense periods, she experienced symptoms of heartburn. Justice Ginsburg, like many others, found that managing her stress through regular exercise, mindfulness practices, and proper diet helped mitigate her symptoms. This example serves as a reminder that heartburn is not just about what you eat, but also about how you manage your overall well-being. To manage and prevent heartburn, making some lifestyle changes can be incredibly effective. Eating smaller meals, avoiding lying down immediately after eating, and identifying trigger foods can make a big difference. Mark, for example, began to modify his diet, cutting back on spicy foods and incorporating more alkaline foods like bananas and oatmeal, which helped soothe his stomach and reduce acid production. Additionally, elevating the head of his bed helped prevent acid from flowing back into his esophagus while he slept. It's also important to note the role of physical activity in managing heartburn. Regular exercise can help reduce stress, maintain a healthy weight, and improve digestion, all factors that can help prevent heartburn. However, it's crucial to avoid exercises that put too much pressure on the abdomen, such as heavy lifting or high-impact activities, as these can exacerbate symptoms. Treatment options, from lifestyle changes to medications. While lifestyle changes are the first line of defense against heartburn, there are also various treatment options available if symptoms persist. Over-the-counter antacids can provide quick relief by neutralizing stomach acid, offering temporary respite from the burning sensation. Mark often kept antacids handy for those times when he indulged in a spicy meal and felt the familiar burn creeping up. For more persistent cases, medications like H2 blockers or proton pump inhibitors, PPIs, can reduce the production of stomach acid, providing longer-lasting relief. H2 blockers work by blocking histamine, a substance in your body that promotes acid production, while PPIs block the enzyme in the wall of the stomach that produces acid. Sarah, who experienced frequent heartburn due to stress, found that taking a PPI as prescribed by her doctor helped manage her symptoms effectively, allowing her to focus on her work without the constant discomfort of heartburn. It's also worth noting that some people, like the late American actor James Gandolfini, had to deal with severe cases of heartburn, which required a combination of lifestyle changes, medication, and in some cases, medical procedures to manage the condition effectively. Gandolfini's struggle with heartburn was well documented, and his experience serves as a reminder of the importance of seeking professional medical advice when symptoms persist or worsen. In some cases, when lifestyle changes and medications are not enough, medical procedures may be necessary. These can include endoscopic procedures or surgery to reinforce the LES and prevent acid from refluxing into the esophagus. For instance, the late actress Carrie Fisher, known for her iconic role as Princess Leia in Star Wars, underwent a surgical procedure to manage her severe acid reflux, which was causing significant damage to her esophagus. Fisher's experience underscores the need to take heartburn seriously and seek appropriate treatment. When to seek medical advice. While occasional heartburn is common and usually not a cause for concern, frequent or severe heartburn can be a sign of a more serious condition, such as gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD. If you find yourself relying on over-the-counter medications regularly, or if heartburn is interfering with your daily life, it's important to seek medical advice. Persistent heartburn can lead to complications like esophagitis, inflammation of the esophagus, strictures, narrowing of the esophagus, or even an increased risk of esophageal cancer. For instance, Mark eventually consulted his doctor after realizing that his heartburn was becoming more than just an occasional annoyance. His doctor performed an endoscopy to check for any damage to his esophagus and provided him with a tailored treatment plan that included both dietary changes and medication. It's also essential to be aware of the symptoms that may indicate a more serious issue. These can include difficulty swallowing, persistent cough, unexplained weight loss, or vomiting blood. If you experience any of these symptoms, it's crucial to seek medical attention immediately. Notably, the famous British actor and comedian Stephen Fry has spoken openly about his struggles with GERD and the importance of early diagnosis. After experiencing persistent heartburn and related symptoms, Fry sought medical advice and was diagnosed with GERD. His experience highlights the importance of not ignoring symptoms and taking proactive steps to manage one's health. Conclusion: taking control of heartburn. Heartburn may be common, but it doesn't have to be a constant source of discomfort. By understanding the triggers, making smart lifestyle changes, and knowing when to seek medical advice, you can manage and even prevent heartburn effectively. Whether it's through simple dietary adjustments or the use of medications, relief is within reach. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into managing and preventing heartburn. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, taking control of heartburn is all about understanding your body and making the right choices. Until next time, take care.